Missouri Net News is presented by Most, Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan. Visit most529plan.com to learn more.
A proposal offered for 2016 by Republican David Sater would ban abortions for women who only want the procedure because their child has or could have Down syndrome. Democratic Senator Jill Shoup says the bill is an attack by conservatives on a woman's right to choose.
Obviously, there is no way without absolutely violating HIPAA law that proof could be provided or should be provided about the health of a fetus.
Doctors who break Sater's proposed law would face up to 1 year in prison and a fine of up to $1,000. State Representative Rick Bratton has filed a bill that would revoke the scholarship of a college athlete who refuses to play for a reason unrelated to health. The Mizzou Athletic Department says it does not comment on pending legislation. Mizzou football players boycotted team activities last month as a show of support for a black grad student on hunger strike against then-President Tim Wolf, who resigned shortly after for complaints about the way he handled racial issues on campus. This year, a vote on a right-to-work bill led to Democrats effectively shutting down debate in the state Senate. Some believe it won't come to a vote in the Senate again if House supporters can't find more votes in favor of it after failing to overturn a veto by Governor Nixon this year. Representative Holly Rader sponsors another key issue for labor called paycheck protection by its supporters. She thinks the House should definitely vote on right to work again in 2016.
We need to continue marching down that path. We need to continue with the fresh success stories, the numbers from last year, in this state that passed it 2 years ago, in this state that passed it 3 years ago, and see how their jobs are increasing.
Five right to work bills have been filed in the state legislature. A teenager has been arrested for allegedly threatening a school administrator with a knife. A Pettis County school resource deputy arrested the student at Smith Cotton High School in Sedalia this morning. The deputy tased the student during the arrest. Students were immediately placed on lockdown in their classrooms. A Central Missouri teen has been turned over to juvenile authorities for taking a gun to school last week. Camdenton police say the 13-year-old boy showed a small caliber handgun in the original packaging to a friend. The gun was not loaded, but the boy did have ammunition. Police say there was no indication that any student was targeted and no one was hurt. A house fire this morning near Springfield killed one person and injured another. Six fire departments helped battle the fire. Firefighters say the lack of water in the area and strong winds made it extra hard to put out the fire. The woman injured in the fire is suffering from burns to the lower part of her body. This is Missouri Net News.